minutes after 8 o'clock. Top of the morning to you. St. Patrick's Day, Thursday, March 17th. Got a sunny sky going and a nice, nice morning. 27 degrees. I'll talk a little Wapton history. This has been one of our favorite segments here for a couple years running. And our favorite historian in, Jana Gageland. Jana, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, I'm not a wee bit Irish.
A wee bit Irish?
No,
well,
not at all.
I can make up for that.
Yeah, that's good.
So what is our subject today? We got to backtrack because we were talking auto dealerships last
week.
Yeah,
and we left out Jack Reed Chevrolet.
Okay.
Jack Reed Chevrolet was there before Smith Motors on that same corner where Corner Drug is now.
Okay.
So then that became Smith Motors, and then later on action or the movie, you know, and so, yeah, DVDs and stuff like that. And then it became Corner Drug. But, you know, Smith Motors moved, but we need to mention Jack Reed because it was an authentic first Chevy dealership in Wahpeton.
That was a fantastic addition last week, just talking about old auto dealerships.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
how things have changed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it brought back a lot of memories.
It did.
Yeah.
Well, today we can label this one potpourri because you've got a little of this, a little of that.
Yep. And hopefully not a lot of nothing, but a little bit of this. So we have to go to the south side of the railroad tracks.
Okay.
Very close to the Essentia Clinic. And people might remember Winona's Teepee.
Sure I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it started out just as a small building, and she sold souvenirs, postcards, lots of turquoise jewelry. And then I think there was an add-on because then she had a line of antiques.
Mm-hmm.
So it was open for quite a while, you know. But, I mean, it was a very unique-looking building, and I'm sure she had a lot of traffic coming in right off of 13 because 13 was on that curve at that time.
I remember going in there as a little kid, the first time I ever saw a lava lamp.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted it. I had to have it. But, I couldn't afford it at the time because I was very young.
And maybe not now either because they might ask a good price for them.
I'm sure.
So if you continue to where the Tractor Supply is now.
Mm-hmm.
And Piggly Wiggly was out there in the early 80s.
That's right.
And Gibson was over in Breckenridge. So Gibson then became Pomida, and they moved out with Piggly Wiggly. So there was this doorway that you could go from Piggly Wiggly to this small Pomida Gibson store that was hardware and school supplies, you know, things like that.
And Gibson's over in Breck turned into the Scotchman's Bar.
Yes.
I believe once they moved out to that location.
Right.
Okay.
And then
it's
Bank of the West, that corner right there. So it's like, oh, we had a first little mall right there.
It was. That was big time stuff back
then.
Oh, it
was.
I remember going in there.
The library is 98 years old, and it'll be 100 in 2024. But I remember so many times going in there as a kid. So when I go in there now, I look around and I'm like, what has changed? The circulation desk? Those of people from Wahpeton who went in there and spent a lot of time like we did when we were kids, they remember coming in the steps from the outside, and it was probably, I don't know, maybe 5-6 feet, and there was a circulation desk right in front of you. And it was kind of a hexagon sort of shaped thing. It had, you know, it wasn't round. It had sides on it, and then behind it were a step or two. So the people who worked behind there could actually step up and see a little bit more of what was going on. There were bookshelves behind it, and it's like, wow, what a good deal. And then you could go over to the card catalog, the Dewey Decimal System.
Yep, yeah, I remember having to learn that in high school.
Yeah, and you could look up on the cards by the author or by the book. And it was a very, very quiet atmosphere. It was open until 9 o'clock. They had a lot of good traffic. And, of course, you know, now what has happened. But I'm sure when they start celebrating their 100th, they'll have lots of history and all the changes that have happened, good, bad, otherwise, you know.
And that building still looks amazing.
Well, it's on the historical list. So there are certain things that you have to do to keep it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy. It's not easy at all.
Well, and kudos to the city or whoever has kept that up, because yes. It looks pristine.
Yeah. Well, and on being on this registry allows you to apply for grants and things that you normally would not be able to get.
Sure.
Okay. Last but not least. Yeah. This is the telephone booth.
Wow.
So I'd like, wow, whatever happened to those, you know? And so there was a telephone booth over directly west of where the playground is now for the St. John's School.
Mm-hmm.
There was Northwestern Bell had an office there, and so they had a phone booth right there. And then there was another one on the corner of 4th Street and 2nd Avenue, very close to the jail, you know, in the city offices City Hall was.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the two that I could think of. And I'm, you know, those are the kind where you open the door and you walk in and close the door behind you.
The light comes on and you put in a dime.
Whatever. Yeah, 15 cents maybe. They had phone books, but every time you went in there, the phone book was like ripped apart.
Yeah.
People would take out the page from the book that they needed. And or a map, you know, and you were left with this one that wasn't very complete.
Right.
I just always thought, well, what a horrible job it would be to have to clean those.
Oh, yeah, they were never really sanitary.
No.
When you walked in, they were usually filthy.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one, or is that the one you're talking about that was on the corner where the brew hall is now?
That's the one.
That's the one. Because that's the one I remember, I think, was the last one that we had in town.
And that's, you know, it was right by the city offices, the police station, the jail. Mm-hmm. You know, everything was right there. So I'm sure that's why they had one there.
Convenient place to have it, definitely.
Yeah. So they called them phone booths, and you can buy them now for like $2,000 to $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Little piece of history.
Think they'll ever come back?
No.
I don't think so either.
Not with cell phones.
Unfortunately.
But then you think of the phone booth. I always think of like Superman running into the phone booth and coming out as Superman.
Right. Yeah, the only way people didn't know him is because he wore glasses. That was always amazing.
And the other person who used the phone booth was Get Smart. He would
go into the phone booth
and he would like drop down.
After going through all those doors to get to the phone booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember. Great show.
There's a movie called Telephone Booth.
Okay.
It's a scary movie. I wouldn't watch it. But.
Mm.
Okay, so then do we got time?
We do.
We can move on then to the payphone.
Okay.
So then it became a three-sided thing. So there were payphones that were on the outside of buildings. Simonson had one for a long time.
Yeah.
And again, you would just walk up and use it like you would a regular payphone, just that there wasn't a booth around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there was one on Stop and Go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and there
was.
Probably were some in the entryway of many businesses,
mm-hmm.
you know, Vets Club, Eagles Club. I'm sure
I think they were all over town. Yeah, yeah, I think you're right.
But they were indoors.
Mm-hmm.
Less things to take care of and less vandalism.
Sure.
Out at Econo Foods, well, it's where the Tractor Supply is. There's like to the west of Econo Foods is a great big parking lot. There used to be a pedestal one. So it was a drive-up one. It sat on a pedestal, and you could use a phone on either side of the pedestal from your vehicle.
Wow.
Yeah. It always looked like it was hit by many things. It was never straight. It was, you know.
I'm sure it was.
But again, at least it wasn't, you know, you didn't have to clean it or anything like that.
Sure.
But who didn't walk by a payphone and look for a dime or a nickel inside of it?
Well, and you think about that, too. You just think of the old landlines and everything else and how that just seems so foreign to us now.
Yeah. There probably are a few of them around here. I don't know. But most of the people, you see them on their cell phones.
Right, yeah. All the time.
And you wish there was a booth for them sometimes.
That is a great piece of nostalgia, just getting back to the phone booths.
Yeah. I just like, whatever happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Good times. Good times back then.
Yep.
Janet Gageland. Well, listen, we're out of time, but always great to talk with you. You going to find little odds and ends for us for next week?
Well, no. It'll be a couple three weeks.
A couple 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens.
Well, do a little digging. These are the greatest little episodes.
They're always fun.
come up with things. Yep. Janet, always a pleasure to have you in.
Good to be here.
You bet. 817 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. Spring is coming, and we have a great selection of sprayer and water trailer parts and fittings. Banjo valves, quick couplings, and fittings are in stock, and we ordered big to help ensure that we don't run out. Pacer pumps have arrived, and we have them with